Good morning. It is Thursday, September 15th. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is John Hirschfield, and this is Good. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is John Hirschfield. This is my show, Is Good. It's Thursday, September 15th. That was The Shaman, a remix of Destination X Catan from their album Axis Mutatis, which, in my opinion, is their best album. Before that, Motion Worker from Mixed Emotional Features. Really good album. And before that, the Unitone World Sampler. I wish I could remember the name of the actual composer of that piece, but it is pretty cool. And I started the morning off with the opening theme from the soundtrack of the film Hellraiser. Thanks, Dave, out in London, for listening. We have a lot of streams right now, which is cool. My guest today is going to be Sam Sparrow, who is a funk genius. I think you're all going to enjoy him very much. He'll be in around 11 o'clock. Thought of the day: should have sent the military to New Orleans and FEMA to Iraq. That's the thought of the day. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Jesus Jones of all people.
Something that you feel that you can't explain. Makes you feel lost when it starts to rain. It bothers you the most when you are on your own. Whispers your intentions will all be in vain.
so hard just to make me feel so bad. I'm feeling bad. Oh, that's too sad.
Jesus and Mary Chain, Far Gone and Out, closing out the set for us. What do we have before that? New Fast Automatic Daffodils. I've had that CD forever, and this is the first time I've ever played a track from that CD. I found it in the bargain bin when I worked at Camelot Music in Hunt Valley Mall in Maryland in 1993. It's a 1990 EP, the song Big. Cracks me up. New Fast Automatic Daffodils. And before that, we had Jesus Jones from his totally underappreciated, well, okay, honestly, it really wasn't very good, album Already. That song was good, February. And I think there's two other really good songs on it, but the band never really caught up with themselves. So here we are. Kill Radio is good. Thursday, September 15th. My guest is Sam Sparrow. He'll be here shortly. If anybody wants to instant message me, you can sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station is our handle. And let's get back to some music. This is Boards of Canada. Thank you.
I get my high from smoking gold. Oh yeah. I get my high from smoking gold. Oh yeah.
John, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. I was going to go right into another song, but I wanted to give a brief explanation of it before I do. Just real quick, what you just heard was from a group called Friends, Lovers, and Family, the composer Lawrence Elliott Potter. I can't seem to find any of their work anywhere except on compilations, but every single track of theirs is cool, is good. And before that, we heard Boards of Canada, which I don't think anybody can argue is anything but cool. What I want to play for you next is, I was just going through my CDs and I found this gem. Last year, I donated $75, I think, to Pacifica Radio, and the sort of, you know, the gift that I got was this double CD from the UK called The Fire This Time, and it was an electronic compilation but it was an audio documentary, and one CD was the audio documentary with music in the background, and the other CD was just the music. So what I'm going to play for you is a remix of one of Orbital's greatest tracks called The Box, and mixed into this remix is part of the audio documentary, The Fire This Time, which is about not the war in Iraq now, but the other war in Iraq from then. Funny how nothing changes. So anyway, check this out from the Fire This Time audio documentary.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers coming to the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. They took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
The president repeated the incubator story 6 times in his verbal war against Saddam.
And kids in incubators, and they were thrown out.
300 babies had died, the president said. But the girl who gave the testimony
wasn't just a simple Kuwaiti escapee. In fact, just a few seats away was her father, Kuwait's ambassador to the United States and Canada.
A fact known to the organizers of the hearing.
Citizens for a Free Kuwait wanted to get public opinion behind a full-scale commitment, so they paid over $10 million to America's biggest public relations company, Hill & Knowlton, Inc.
Which is about what it is for a presidential campaign.
Most ordinary Americans didn't care about Kuwait.
So the efforts were, what is it that we can do to emotionally motivate people to support actions through the UN to drive them out?
Saddam's power will only grow. The next conflict will find him stronger still, perhaps in possession even of nuclear weapons.
Many still opposed the war, and Congress had not voted.
They were willing to have a vote as long as the outcome was more or less certain to be supportive of the administration.
Bush doubled the troops to 400,000.
I know in my heart of hearts that what we are doing is right, right, right.
If we could get the Soviet Union to agree to the use of force, China would not veto. It was decided that I would visit with each and every government on the Security Council.
Debts were written off. Loans granted to China, Russia, Israel, Iran. Incentives totaling $23 billion. Resolution 678 authorized the use of
all necessary means to restore international peace and security in the area.
It is at this stage quite impossible to determine in detail precisely what that may mean.
This is a very bad precedent. Let's do it because who knows who's next in line.
Will those in favor of the draft resolution please raise their hands?
China abstained, and Yemen and Cuba actually voted against the resolution.
Thank you. The draft resolution has been adopted as resolution 678.
The next day, all U.S. aid to Yemen was cancelled.
Secretary of State, thank you for bringing us very closely in contact with these realities.
This meeting is adjourned.
The United Nations can now play the kind of role we all have hoped for a long time it could play.
Iraq was given until January 15th to withdraw.
I have today directed the Secretary of Defense to increase the size of U.S. forces to ensure that the coalition has an adequate offensive military option.
Since in the early days of the crisis to defend Saudi Arabia, it began to look as if they might be used to attack Iraq.
Across the world, people demonstrated as the Allies readied for an assault.
If there is an ideal time for war in the desert, it's before March, but that drastically shortens the time for sanctions to bite.
Shortly before the deadline, hopes were raised when Iraq's Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz and the U.S. Secretary of State James Baker met in Geneva.
To go the extra mile for peace.
Bush wrote a letter to Saddam Hussein.
He read the letter, didn't say a word, and then he looked at me and he said, can I accept this letter?
When it comes to the Arab, you raise the stick.
To authorize the use of the United States.
With 4 days to go, the Senate voted.
On this vote, the yeas are 52 and the nays are 47. This will not be another Vietnam. We will not permit our troops to have their hands tied behind their backs. And I pledge to you, there will not be any murky ending.
That is amazing. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You know, it's got me thinking about this whole... You know, if you say something in the media, suddenly it becomes true, the incubator story. And I keep hearing how Bush is, quote-unquote, taking responsibility for the disaster, the disastrous situation in New Orleans and how that's been handled. And everybody is translating that in the media to mean that he's taking blame. And I think it's worth pointing out that taking responsibility is sort of a given. He's the president of the United States, so by definition... he assumes responsibility for the actions of the federal government. I mean, I can take responsibility of a lawnmower and still really, really fuck up your lawn. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Anyway, I'm a little depressed now from that. So I think I'm going to play a song that I wrote, a funny song about Bill Clinton, actually, which makes me think back to the good old days where lying, cheating, and stealing didn't involve so much... religion and, war.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I want you to listen to me. I did not have
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.